Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Alderman William Hall joins us now on WGN Radio. Alderman Hall, this is John Williams. How are you?
Hey, John, how are you, man? I'm grateful to be on the show today.
So I'm glad that you went down to Texas. I have to tell you, I think a lot of us kind of rolled our eyes at the idea that the mayor and anybody else would go to Texas to discover what? That we've got migrants down there? No kidding. But it appears, based on the reporting I'm reading, that it was more fruitful than I might have thought. Tell us what it was like. What did you see? What did you learn?
Well, the first thing I want to express to those who are listening, this is what good leaders do. When the Middle Eastern crisis broke loose, the president first sent the Secretary of State. And so our mayor sent a delegation from the city of Chicago, elected officials, senior in his office. Even on the bus with us were officials from the state, as well as the philanthropy community, to look at investments, along with asylum-seeking agencies and law. And so what we saw was a disinvestment difference between what we're facing in Chicago and what they are doing at the border. At the border, El Paso, San Antonio, they are funded by the federal government to support, provide wraparound services, and to get asylum seekers. And I want to say asylum seekers because that's what's happening right now. We are witnessing a failed border policy that has opened up the floodgates for people all over the world to enter through Texas to seek asylum, meaning that their country has put them in a place where they're fleeing because of the conditions, politics, so forth and so on. So the asylum seeking mission at the border is funded by the President of the United States. Essentially, there's aid packets that come down financially that pays for, number one, a base camp operated by Border Patrol, Homeland Security. And then again, when they come through that Border Patrol operation, that base camp in El Paso, the wraparound services from El Paso, which is a border city, and then San Antonio, interior city, and again, the Department of Homeland Security, amongst other agencies, have funded those operations. Both mayors confirmed that this is not hitting our fiscal budget the way it hits your budget, simply because they're funded by the United States government.
So the U.S. government is helping Texas out. So the idea that it's your turn to do your share, Chicago, you said you were a sanctuary city, is kind of apples and oranges, it sounds like to me, because we, if I'm not mistaken, aren't getting the same funding in Chicago that they are in El Paso. Is that true?
That's absolutely true. What we're seeing right now in El Paso, let's use that as the ground zero, because when asylum seekers are crossing the border, that's the first city amongst many that they see. In that particular city, number one, they've declared an emergency status. El Paso is, on paper, an emergency state. Number two, from that status, it has opened up the floodgates for the federal government to invest in their city via their status. Thirdly, what we also see is, again, the non-for-profits, the NGOs, the county of El Paso included, are able then to, when asylum seekers are declaring, I want to go to Chicago to go to court, to make my case in front of a judge that I'm leaving Venezuela, Guatemala, Haiti, Ecuador, China, Ghana, wherever asylum seekers are coming from, they're picking Chicago. But those funds pays for the tickets, whether it's a plane, train, or bus, to go to court. This is an asylum-seeking mission that the government has decided that, hey, we want to make sure that those cities are equipped with the fiscal amount of money that they need so that they don't break down. At any given time, the base camp operation that's ran by Border Patrol as well as Homeland Security, which does extreme measures of security, and it looks like a best way to put it is a police station on steroids, holding cells. They take away all your clothes, you leaving with just a telephone and a few dollars in the hope to get in front of a judge to make the case. And so those operations are funded by the government. And what we need is a common sense border policy that is equipped enough to handle asylum seekers. Period.
I understand that. I understand that. But in the meantime, we've got 19,000 of them here already.
Yeah.
What have you learned that we can use to house these people in Chicago?
Well, what we can use is the financial means to do so. It's a big difference when you can get $20, $30, $40 million. San Antonio is funded all the way through November of next year, and they're asking for even more money. What we're dealing with is the end of the line for asylum seekers. It's like going from 95th Street to Howard. And the reason why the federal funds are needed is, number one, we need the Department of Education fund us. These classrooms now, we're dealing with language barriers. Number two, when we look at the equation of housing, when you come into Chicago seeking asylum, now you are part of the Chicago ecosystem, right? Well, people that have been unhoused for 20, 30 years, 10 years, 5 years, they shouldn't be pushed to the back of the line. And this is what federal funding through the Department of Health and Human Services.
Hold on a second, Alderman. So you're telling me that maybe the people in the 6th Ward, your ward on the south side, are getting the sort of resources that we are trying to find for these people. Is that what you're saying?
No, well, the 6th Ward, we're the hub. The housing is taking place at the police station. And so what we're saying in the 6th Ward, amongst other wards in Chicago, is that we need federal funding to house. We need federal funding to educate all Chicagoans. And so what's happening is the exclusion of funding has caused distress, stress. You saw it in the 12th Ward. Residents are upset. They're afraid that they're going to be pushed to the back of the line when it comes to services.
Do you have an idea about where – because it seems like – every time a community – the mayor has not been very good about communication on this, but every time a location pops up, the gymnasium is filled with people saying we don't want them here. Where should we put these migrants?
Well, you know, one of the things that we must know about this situation is the president has promised $5 to $10 billion for all interior cities that are being impacted by asylum seekers. I think that what we must realize is that these buses that are coming at rapid pace is due to an open border. The housing crisis in Chicago prior to this asylum seeking crisis was already an issue. Bring home Chicago is the solution. That's in debate right now in the budget. And so what we must figure out is this. How do we then build on a broken international policy? And so where people are being housed, whether it's in police stations, Catholic charities, using state funds. Chicago is not writing checks for 6 to 9 months worth of rent. That's not true. The state is being funded through the federal government with what little money has come through. And so we have to figure out a housing equation that reflects a funding equation so that everybody, whether you're seeking asylum or you're Chicago and sleeping under a bridge, can have housing.
Even if we have the money, and I don't know, it seems like $300 million has been spent or earmarked, $56 million to that one agency that's overseeing at inflated rates the care of these people or the service to handle the people that we have already. But even if money weren't the issue, I'm of a mind that no neighborhood wants them. Would you advocate for a tent with 2,500 people in the 6th Ward?
Well, to be honest with you, there's no space. Like, this is really a humanitarian crisis. And asylum seekers, this is international law. We don't want to be the city like Abbott who takes bodies from that barbed wire gate, puts them on a bus. People are choosing other cities to go to court. He's sending them here against their will. So we don't want to stand in the way or be seen as breaking international law. Asylum seekers have a right to their day in court. But Chicago, we're looking for room, but a lot of neighborhoods are not equipped for them. For example, in the 6th Ward, when the city came by, did a survey to look for space, it's no space. Literally, our parks don't even have the infrastructure. You have to consider that when you're building space, you have to find room for restrooms, so forth and so on. So a lot of the neighborhoods are already over, they're tight. They were never designed for massive housing that we're trying to do.
And, I understand that.
I don't think it's wrong. Let me finish. I don't think it's wrong to try to find space for anybody who's sleeping on a concrete mattress. And that's what we're trying to figure out in the midst of dealing with an international border crisis.
I have one last question. I'm out of time now, Alderman, but how many people were in that contingent? I know a handful of Congress or aldermen, and I know that the person in charge of immigration rights for the city.
Yeah, so we had the deputy chief of staff. We had the deputy
mayor. How many total people were in that contingent? You mentioned NGOs. How many folks went down?
Yeah, it was about 12 or 13 that went down.
Okay. Alderman, I'm out of time today. I appreciate your energy on this. Good luck to you. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for making space for me. Appreciate it.
That's William Hall.